T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, Hurricane Hotline. We continue on. Next week, we'll have a big preview of training camp as well as coaches from the ACC. Today, the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill continues with the Pac-12 Conference. Joining us now, the head coach at Arizona State, Herm Edwards. Coach, good evening. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing tonight? And nice that I guess we can have a media day with everybody in person, sort of.
Joe, you're exactly right, and it was ironic when we had the coaches' meetings. We've been on Zoom for the last however long it's been, and we finally got to see each other. It was fun to see, and obviously going to the media deal was good, and now hearing that they're going to let fans in the stadium, so it's kind of headed in the right direction.
Yeah. How difficult was it for you last year, and what do you take out of that experience from last season to teach to your kids this year to be able to play at the maximum?
Well, I think our ability to adjust, and I think everyone had to be able to do that. How are you going to adjust to an opponent you couldn't see, right? And we had a bout with it. There's no doubt about it. It got us after our first game. We were down for about 3 weeks, and then we were able to come back. But there was no consistency on how we went about every day, right? Due to different situations with the virus.
Is this a dilemma for coaches this year? Because like you said, the virus got you last year. Obviously, vaccinations are important. How do you handle that situation? What do you tell your players?
Well, what happened to us last year?
Right.
We lost a bunch of players and coaches. I happened to be one of them that went down. And so now the good part is that we were in a bye mode. We were in a mode where we were going to miss games because we lost a lot of players. And I think that's kind of been the rallying cry for the most part. And I think we're headed in the right direction when it comes to players being vaccinated, because they know that all it takes is what happened in the College World Series, right? And all of a sudden you just feel like you put a lot of work into this, and you'd hate for that to be the thing that takes you out.
You know, I know it's a tough deal because, individual, yet we're talking about team sports, and it's almost as if you want to say, look, if we're going to win this game, we need a whole team.
And I think players are well aware of that. But as you said, it's you can't force people to do things that they might not want to do, right? Yeah. And I think I'm old enough to understand that. But that being said, you mentioned it. It is about the team. Are you willing to do some things that you might have to sacrifice? You know, team is always about sacrifice, right? So that's part of it.
You're the head coach at Arizona State. Wasn't that long ago you were on our side, over here, on the media side of the business as an analyst. If you put your analyst hat on, your TV hat on for a moment, and look at the landscape of college football, what's taken place in the last week and a half, maybe go look into the periscope. Where are we headed with all of this?
Well, I think all of us want a quick answer, and we don't know that. I think as we gather more information and as this thing plays itself out the next couple years, the NIL is going to be a part of college athletics, not just for football, but all athletes. And how we handle that, how you use that as a part of your recruiting tool, right, is going to be part of it, and you have to accept it. I think the other thing around the corner is the playoffs, right? Yeah. All of a sudden they're talking about expanding that. A lot of that will have to do with contracts of certain schools and with television markets and all that, but all of a sudden this playoff thing becomes similar to the National Football League, right?
Yeah.
And that's going to be interesting how college football handles that.
Let's talk about your team for a moment. You finished with a rout of your rival. You put 70 on your rival. That's always a nice thing to be able to do. Looks like you're almost in a position, or you feel like you're in a position with your roster where you can go punch for punch with your opponents?
Well, we feel like we'll be very competitive here again, and you mentioned it. We had a lot of guys that decided to come back, and that was brought a smile to my face and to our staff that guys wanted to come back and wanted to be a part of it, knowing they only played 4 games last year. So that's a starting point, but it's all about the work, and it always has been about the work, bettering yourself every day individually and collectively, and I think that's the message that we're trying to send.
You have a third-year quarterback. How good can he be, Jaden Daniels?
Well, he can be very good. I think the thing that hurt him a little bit last year is the inconsistency of the season, along with a new offense, along with only one receiver that had any experience, and that was Frank Darby, who ended up going to Atlanta this year, and a bunch of young guys. I'm not making excuses, but that was part of it. But now going through spring and the offseason, what they've been able to do together as a group, I think you're going to see a different Jaden Daniels.
I have to ask you the simplest question of all. Herm Edwards is our guest. I was told this to Jimmy Johnson. Coach, when you're on TV, you're undefeated. You never lose. So
that's true.
Right? How do you like being back as a head coach again?
Well, it's been a lot of fun, especially with the young men that I'm involved with in our coaching staff. The thing for me is I took a little bit of sabbatical like those professors do, right? They take those sabbaticals. Yeah. Mine was having to be on television, but it's been a joy. It's been a lot of fun to be back, especially in college football. It's a little bit different than professional football. You have the ability to mold young men's lives, and you become a part of their family. They become a part of your family. So that's a unique experience.
You have a defensive background. Obviously, college football, tough sledding for defense.
Oh, boy.
What is your view, get off the field? Does it come down to, for Miami last year, for example, there were some games you look at the defensive stats and go, okay, well, not great, but they just got enough stops. Just get enough stops at the right time, get off the field, get multiple stops, and maybe you turn the game and win it.
Well, I think multiple stops, but also taking the ball away.
Yeah.
And how uncomfortable can you make the quarterback? And then to make sure that when you have these quarterbacks in today's world, especially college, and it's starting to leak into pro football, is there's no defense really designed to stop the quarterback because he was never a factor, right? But now he becomes a factor. And you have to make sure when you call a defense, you have somebody watching that quarterback, especially if he can run, because he's the guy. You know, I tell Jaden every week, I said, look, you got to make 4 unannounced first downs with your legs. That keeps drives alive, and that breaks the backbone of defenses, right? And then they don't allow you to substitute because they go hurry up and they wear you out. So I think defense is about taking the ball away. You got to play good on third downs, and you got to play really, really, really terrific red zone defense where the field shrinks on you and you have the ability to, if you can get a couple stops and make them kick field goals, you got a chance.
You went to more of the spread offense stuff when you went into college football. Was that hard for you, or is that where the game and the rules dictated you go?
Well, we kind of multi-dimensional offensively. You know, we use a tight end. We've got 2 tremendous backs. So I still believe this in football, although it's changed a little bit on the way that teams attack the field now, vertically and horizontally in the passing game. But I think this thing still applies. To score points, you got to throw. But to win football games, you still got to be able to run the ball.
Yeah. The playoff system looks like it's going to expand. We also are representing the Orange Bowl. How important do you think the bowls are to college football?
I think they are important. I worry a little bit about that. If they expand this thing to 12 teams, then all of a sudden it would seem to me that even you can sense it a little bit now is when they talk about playoffs. You know, who's going to be the 4 teams? Well, can you imagine what that conversation is going to be when there's 12?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. You know, I think it'll work its way out, but it's uncharted waters for everybody.
Yeah, I don't I think in a couple of years we might have, I don't know. It looks like they're headed for four super conferences. So I think we're headed for like some small version of the NFL in college football.
I'm not going to say no. Okay, I'm not going to disagree with you. We've always said the lifeblood of the National Football League is college, and it'll continue to be that. But you can see it start to shape up in a playoff system, right? And it's similar what college basketball has done. College basketball has done a marvelous job of creating March Madness, right? That has kind of been, you know, we all anticipate that, as whether you're a basketball fan or not, just the experience of watching it and watching certain teams that have been underdogs and win, you know. And so now college football has a way going forward. It looks like to me it's going to get there where you're going to add more playoff teams.
I have to ask you one local question here in South Florida.
Sure.
We're going to open, University of Miami is going to open with Alabama, the defending champs. Blockbuster opening games, do you like those? And do you have any advice for us?
Well, no, I think you guys have, Manny has done a great job down there. Coach Likens was on our staff as a receiver coach there. Yep. So you guys got a talented group. That quarterback you have is a special guy now. Boy, he is really, he's terrific. But I think it's like anything else. You know, they it's opening game, and the thing about opening game, you never know who you are. You just don't. You have this idea, but you got to go play.
Is your recruiting footprint, before I let you go, we have great recruiting here in South Florida. Everybody wants to keep their players home, and for Arizona State, you have great tradition out there. Arizona's good football. Where is your footprint when it comes to recruiting?
It's been – early it was in Arizona, California, Nevada. It was in Texas a little bit. But we've gotten some guys from Florida now.
Yeah.
We've got four or five guys, very talented players out of the state of Florida. So it's kind of opened up a little bit for us.
Well, the great players everywhere, right? And it shows you the health of football in general.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. All right, Coach, you've been great. Thank you. We really appreciate it. The very best of luck to the Sun Devils this year.
You guys as well. Thank you.
Okay, that's Herm Edwards joining us here on the show. Last week was ACC and Big Ten and SEC. Next week, we're going to preview Hurricanes training camp and have all the ACC coaches or a bunch of coaches from the ACC again as well. And we'll continue with tonight's show right after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.